Off the Record, the weekly KOTO public affairs show that offers you, the listener, an opportunity to hear in-depth conversations on community topics and issues that matter. As always, you are encouraged to join the conversation by calling 728-4333. Now, here's your host.
Hello, KOTO listeners.
Good evening.
This is Julia Caulfield and
Matt Hoisch.
We are your KOTO news team. Hey, Matt, how's it going?
It's been so long since we've been on a show together, Julia.
I know. Who was I talking to about that the other day? No, today, talking about. So we have been since March 2020, a year ago.
Oh, my God.
We have been staggering shifts in the newsroom because we have a tiny little office and we wanted to stay safe. So we are not in the same room very often.
I think I see you usually maximum like once a week in person, which, God, this is like a dirty little secret of like the KOTO news team, I feel like. But I mean, it's like back in the good old days when we like did newscasts together, we switched stories, and now we're like isolated but together.
I know. It's so true. But a year, oh, it's been.
Oh, man.
Which is the whole reason that we're here this evening. We are celebrating the news, the reporting that we have been able to do over the past year, and all the work and energy that goes into making sure that people in San Miguel County have up-to-date, accurate, hopefully fun at times, news about our community. So if you feel so inclined, if you want to support our little newsroom and all the work, I am biased, but I think that we do a lot of work with a tiny little team. And if you want to support that, you should give us a call at 970-728-4333 and show your support.
And it's I feel like we're being a bit disingenuous because it's not really just support. I mean, it's like the foundation. Like we quite literally could not do this without the support of our listeners. KOTO, if you're listening, fun. We're getting a call. I'm going to let the caller come out first.
Hi, you're live on KOTO.
Hi, guys. Pick me. I want to give you money.
Oh, we so appreciate it.
Sounds familiar, boys.
I just wanted to say thank you to my most favorite news team on the entire planet for all of your hard work and just for being outstanding human beings, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Aww.
Yeah, you do just incredible. I cannot believe what you pump it out day in and day out. That came out weird, but it's amazing. So, well, I'm just so proud of you, and you guys just rock it.
Thank you so much. Well, and I mean, you are former KOTO newsie. What is your favorite part, what was your favorite part of reporting the news at KOTO?
Probably just something new every day, right? Mm. I mean, something completely new every day. You never know what you're going to get.
So
I think
true.
That was probably my favorite thing, but I could never have done the job that you guys did in 2020.
Aww.
No way. No freaking way. So congrats, and I hope the phone rings off the hook for you in this next hour. And you can put me down for 50. Thank
you. Thanks,
Kara.
Thank you so much. We will that. And yeah, we'll let you go and free up those phone lines so other folks can call in.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Kara. Have a fun time, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Kara.
I would also just like to say that it's not true that Kara couldn't have done this. A phenomenal journalist that crushes everything she does.
Also, we could not do this without Kara.
Very true.
But if we talked about it the whole time, we'd take the whole hour. But just know, Kara, we couldn't do this without you.
It's so true. We've had our first call. Great, you know, kind of warms up the phone lines. If you were nervous to be call number one, now you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Call number two is pretty good.
Right? There we go. So give us a call, 970-728-4333. We will bring you up on the air. So, Matt, not only is this winter fundraising, it's also we're just over 1 year of you being at KOTO.
I remember it like it was yesterday. That first, I like came in for like an off-the-record interview to like meet the new reporter in January 2020. It was just like this, except it was darker and there were no masks. And now it's lighter, but there are masks.
I know. Well, I mean, and I would, all to say more differences than that. But I mean, what has, for you, as your first year at Kodo, you are, it's not your first job in radio, but it's one of your first kind of like full-time,
it's like first big job,
gigs.
I would say.
How has your first year been?
Oh, I mean, incomparable in every sense of the word. I mean, first off, I'm convinced, I think I've said this a lot, but I'm convinced this is A, one of, if not the best jobs in journalism. Also, though, just like the best community to be a part of, the best community to be in during a pandemic. I mean, if the reporting we've done has shown anything, I think it's that we're just in such a special community. And it's just such a joy to be a part of it and to have a job. I mean, like Kara said, there's so much variety, which also means basically you and I, Julia, I mean, we basically can report on kind of whatever we want. I mean, there's the things we have to report on, which we always do. And then it's just like, if we're just curious about something, if we just want to look into something, we can just like report on it. And that freedom is such a blessing.
Yeah.
I also have to ask you, Julia, because it's also basically your 1 year anniversary of being the news director, because mm-hmm. you were in my shoes and back in 2019.
Yep.
How's it been for you?
2020, what a year to take over this job. No, I mean, I think it was actually, it sounds weird, but in some ways this was kind of the best year to take over this job because, I'm not going to lie, there were a little bit of nerves of being in a new job, stepping into Kara's shoes, which were huge to fill. Not to say that I am, but to stepping into her shoes. And there is an element, and I think this is something about one of the things that I'm really proud of all of the reporting that we did, especially in those first months of the pandemic last year, was everything was moving so fast that we didn't have an opportunity to kind of stop and think about it. It was just like, go, you know, we're doing this work and we're reporting on all the things that we need to, because that's the only option, because our community needs this information. It is literally, I've never been in an instance before where having information about what is going on in our community on a literal health and safety topic or event was so important. And so, you know, for me, in some ways, it got to my 1 year in October of last fall, and I was like, dang, we already did a year. You know, because it was just kind of just go, you know, and we didn't fully have time to stop and think, because it was just keep going, keep doing the job, keep doing the work, and making sure that our community is, we're doing our part to make sure that our community is staying safe.
Well, I have to say, you say you were nervous. It did not show, I will say. When I got here, I was like, dang, she has this and is excellent at it. So, for the record.
Well, thanks. I know we talked a little bit about this last fall, but what are some of the things that you, as we are literally in this 1 year anniversary of COVID, what are some of the things that you remember about those first few days of reporting during the pandemic?
Oh man, it was just a blur. Well, not really a good way, but it was just a blur. No, I mean, I remember the day the ski resort shut down. There wasn't a press release yet or something. And I remember I'd like heard about it from some friends of mine who worked on the resort. And I remember calling you like that Saturday night and be like, hey, this is big if this is happening. And then you were like, oh, well, we got to confirm it. And there was like 20 minutes or so, I think, where there was some uncertainty. And then we like confirmed it. And I think that for me, like that was the moment like, wow, this is big. And it was such a moment of, you know, you just felt a weight. I mean, like you said, it was like life or death with this health emergency and also with this economic emergency. And it was just, you know, you really felt the weight and the importance, I think, of the work that we were doing. Because this was like people's lives and livelihoods on the line, and just uncluttering that uncertainty and that fear was just, it was hard and it was kind of scary, but it's also just nice being like, this is our goal. Like this is a very clear thing we had to do, and we just had to do it.
Yeah.
What about you? What were those first few days like for you?
I've been thinking back on it a bit, and I think one of the things that I remember really distinctly was, it was March 15th, So yesterday, I'm pretty sure. I could be slightly wrong on that, but it was
Ides of March.
It was the Ides of March. Exactly, it was. And it was the final in-person meeting, governmental meeting that I went to. And it was in the Miramonte building. It was a Board of County Commissioners public health meeting. It was when Grace Franklin, our public health director, made the announcement of the first public health orders. And I just remember walking out, and again, no masks, not really social distancing, maybe a little bit, but like, what does that mean at that point? And walking out, and it was myself and then Suzanne Chevins and Justin Criado from The Planet were all there. And we're like, okay, I guess we're going to go write a story on this. And it was kind of just like that first, obviously we had been reporting on COVID, but it was before that, but it was kind of in the theoretical sense a little bit. It's like, this is coming. We should like wash your hands and prepare a little bit. But that was the first where it's like, oh, action is being taken in our county, and we are going to be some of the first people to share that information with the rest of the community.
And I do have to say, for anyone, another thing I think that, you know, has just been a blessing of CODO during this time, you know, we've been doing these updates for eternities, it feels like. But for anyone, if you're looking for a way to commemorate 1 year of COVID, I don't know if I would say a fun thing to do, but an interesting thing to do, go back on our website on CODO.org. We actually have all of our updates like archived. You can literally listen to all of them, including this meeting Julia is talking about, which she like recorded, uploaded the entire recording. It is such a mind trip to listen to the updates. Like, if you just listen to them, it's wild, because there was so much we didn't know and so much we know now. So, I mean, in some ways it like really brings you back into that moment, because it's just us talking really, really candidly. I don't know. It's a very eye-opening thing to do, to reflect in that way. Not like reading about it as much as like literally hearing the voices of the people in the studio, the emotion and uncertainty just in our voices.
That's something that I personally really love about radio as a medium, and really love about radio journalism, is the fact, I'm not going to knock print journalism because also great, but one of the things that I really love is getting to hear people tell their stories in their, literally in their voices, and getting to hear, there's something so intimate to me. Ooh, we have a call. Let's hear their voice.
I want to hear their voice.
Hi, you're live on CODO.
Yeah, I'd like to make a donation.
Aw, thanks so much. Who are we talking to?
This is Chris Myers.
Hi, Chris Myers.
Hey. And Chris Myers with an S. And Aaron Reese, and CODO News is really important, and we are so grateful that you guys are there to keep us abreast of what's happening locally and around the state, and keeping us in tune with the town council meetings, and you're awesome. So $50.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris and Aaron, we really appreciate you tuning in and calling in.
It means a lot.
So thank you so much, and P.O. Box 2525.
All right.
Wonderful.
Sweet. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Chris just kind of teed us up to another really great thing about CODO News, and that is, so multiple things. One, I think that, you know, when you have something all the time, it can be easy to like kind of forget how special it is,
yeah.
Right? I mean, even living here, you're like, look at the mountains, and you're like, yeah, whatever, it's Bridal Veil, whatever.
We're Bridal Veil is what she's saying. CODO News.
But the thing that I think, like, for being a small community, Telluride, San Miguel County, like San Miguel County is a small community, and it is rare that a community this size would have a local news department at a radio station. It just is, you know, and there are so many great other small community radio stations that pull news from other places, and they really do amazing work to get as local information and news as possible. But the fact that we have a news team, and not just that we have a news team now, This has been a value and a commitment at CODO since the founding day of this radio station. I mean, you talk to like Jerry Green, and he will tell you that like having a news team, having people reporting what's happening locally has been a pillar of CODO since the very start. And I think that it can be easy to forget how lucky we are in that. But then not only do we have an amazing news department since the beginning of time, but we're also so lucky to be part of this broader collective of other radio stations across primarily the Western Slope, but across Colorado. We have KZMU in Moab, which Matt just did an amazing interview with their news director over there a couple of weeks ago. And so we are able to share what's going on locally, but also give a little bit of this more regional state perspective that is, I think, just so valuable, and getting to hear how are other communities dealing with maybe similar issues in different ways? What are the different things that other communities are facing? And I think that is a really valuable piece to kind of know a little bit more about.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you know, listeners, as you're listening to this, we love CODO. You know, we love CODO. We hope you love CODO if you're listening. As you're listening to this, as you're thinking, should I make a donation to the news team? Just, I think, Julia's, you know, talking about the amazing local coverage we have locally, regionally, statewide coverage we provide through our newscasts. And I think the best part is it's stuff that's really relevant to all of us. I mean, we hear things about things going on at the state legislature that could apply to us. We hear from, you know, our partner stations over in Montrose, communities that we go to a lot. And of course, you hear about things going on at our town council meetings, our county commissioner meetings, just random things going on in our community, things that really impact us on a day-to-day basis. And I think it's just so many of us, you know, will subscribe to a national or an international news service if you want to read about those things. And that's clearly so important. But, you know, these are the things that we report on are the things that are impacting us like on a day-to-day basis. And I guess that the thing that I think I would ask is, you know, what price would you put on that, on knowing what's going on in your community, on the things that are going to impact you, the state legislature bills that are going on, just like the things that will probably have the most immediate impact on you? Knowing that information, we don't charge for our newscast. We are non-commercial, non-underwritten community radio. But that means that we really like need that support to keep it going. It's not free. And I guess as we're asking for donations, just, you know, what price would you put on knowing what's going on in and around your community, knowing the things that impact you? That's what we're really trying to support right now. So give us a call, 970-728-4333. You can also go online, koto.org. That's what we're trying to support here.
Ooh, we have a call, I believe.
Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're live on CODO.
Hey, guys, it's Nancy Landau. I want to donate.
Hi, Nancy. How's it going?
Good. I'm happy to follow Chris and Aaron.
Nice.
So I wanted to say, here's what I do about listening to your news show. Uh-huh. Is I have my phone alarm at 5:55 every evening.
Oh, that makes me tear up.
If I'm home, I tune in, and if I'm out somewhere, somebody says, "What's that?" I go, "CODO News, local news, 5 minutes."
Oh my gosh, I love that. I mean, also big fan of an alarm reminding you what time it is.
So many alarms.
It worked for me. And, you know, I used to do it for the dance thing during COVID. I missed that so much.
Yes.
If anybody ever brings that back, I'm listening for it.
Well, Nancy, on that note, is there a song from that time that you just especially remember that you want us to play on the radio now? No pressure.
Good grief. Oh, do that Bruno Mars one.
Okay. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that. Hey, right, Nancy, how much did you say you wanted to want us to put you down for?
I'll do 50.
Thank you, Nancy. A gem and a half.
Aww.
We will put you down for that. And on that note, we're going to do 24K Magic by Bruno Mars in honor of Nancy Landau.
And we might dance.
We will dance for sure.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Nancy.
You bet.
Bye. All right, let's do it. We'll take a little bit of a music break. This is 24K Magic back from last spring when we did the Dancing on Your Own Together song of the day.
Thank you, Telluride Dance Collective.
Right? All right, here we go. We'll be back in just one moment. If you want to call in during the song, feel free.
Tonight.
You know what? 24K, should we aim to get
if the
next 25 minutes, 35 minutes?
If you donate $24,000, Julia and I will do an in-depth news feature on your family history. Five-part series that will air over 24,000 folks. This is priceless. And you will be featured on the Kodo newscast. 24,000, that's all it takes.
Yeah, we'll do a whole... We'll do a... Henry Great Gates.
The see where you come from.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll do that different.
Radio.
Well, on that note, we have some folks who already have called in, donated online. That's another reminder. If you want to donate online, that's always an option as well. But We want to give some shout-outs to people who have already donated to Kodo News, and that includes Chris Hazen and Kathy Jepsen,
Cindy Obrand and family,
Karen Gugliamone,
the Kroger Family Duplex,
Michael Caulfield, that's my brother,
Pam Petty,
Rick and Annie Caulfield, that's my parents,
Sarah Lander, you no relation.
That's true. Great, great person, though. Great human.
Amazing.
And Deb Dion. And then finally.
And you have a relation, so just say this one.
Adam Kudak. That's my roommate.
It's a relation, yeah. I didn't say familiar.
I know,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So thank you. And we also have Kara Pallone, Chris Myers, and Aaron Reese, and Nancy, who have already called in this hour. So give us a call, 970-728-4333. Thank you so much to everybody who has donated to this tiny little news team that does a whole lot of work.
We appreciate you. It really, really means a lot.
Matt, what got you started in journalism? Why did you want to do this?
What got me started in journalism?
You have a minute to think about it because we're going to bring this call on the air.
Amazing. Let's bring him up.
Hi, you're live on Kodo.
Hi, it's Elena.
Hi, Elena. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We're just having a blast chatting.
Enjoying
news.
It.
Cool. Well, I would love to donate.
We love that. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and providing coffee for us a lot, which
keeping the news team caffeinated.
An important thing.
It is. I'm glad you recognize.
Oh, so important.
Important it is.
You know the economy is circular.
Yeah.
Elena, how much can we put you down for today?
I would like to donate $100.
You are too much. You are too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, $2.95.
Okay,
I'm
then
kidding.
You're just like a perfect amount of a good thing.
She doesn't like praise.
Aw, well, thank you. So, putting you on the spot, what is one of the things that you appreciate about your local community radio station having a news team?
I appreciate the local news coverage in general. I know it's kind of broad, but I think it's really important that we dive into the issues that are going on in our region. And you guys do such a great job of finding the stories and communicating with everyone involved. And I'm just really grateful to feel like I have good information about what's going on in my area.
Couldn't have said it better.
Amazing.
So we haven't been doing this with everybody who calls in, but I also trust your music sense.
And she gave $100.
And you gave $100. $100 buys you a song request. Is there a song that you would like us to play at some point within the next 32 minutes or so?
I'm not listening to the radio, so I don't know what vibe you guys have been on.
It's been a mixed bag, and so far only one song.
What was your one song?
24K Magic by Bruno Mars.
Okay, a little like pop funk.
Sure.
Let's maybe. Oh gosh, I feel really on the spot. Let's do. The new Lake Street Dive single. What is it? Obvious. Let's do that.
We'll throw it in the mix.
We'll add it at some point.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, it just came out this week, and ooh. I've been, I love them. So.
I love that. Sweet. Thanks for calling in, Elena. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do I stay on the line?
No, because I know where you live.
Okay, cool.
That sounded so ominous, Julia.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Aw, love it when our folks call in and support local radio. You've had a minute to think about it, Matt. What got you started in journalism? Why do you like it?
Well, full disclosure, I wasn't thinking about it. I was listening to Elena, but I'll still answer it. I got started in journalism because I was in college, and I was like, what am I going to do? I didn't know what my career was going to be. Went in undecided in life, no clue. And sophomore year in college, I had to do an internship. And I was looking at the list of internships, and one of them was with the radio program Living on Earth, which Kodo runs every now and then.
Mondays on Kodo.
give a listen. And I was like, oh, radio. And I had done theater in high school. And I was like, oh, well, I like theater. I like it just sounded nice. And like the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, radio. So it was just this weird, like almost like inverted thing where like the job came to me and I liked it, I guess. I don't know. But I did that. And then I did the internship and I liked it. And I just kept, I was like, all right, let's just run in this lane as fast as we can and see where it gets us. And, you know, 4 years later, I'm working at the best radio station in the world with one of the best jobs in the world. Literally could not say enough good things about it. But I need to turn the tables on you, Julia.
Well, and I'm not going to let you turn the tables quite yet, because I will also say, and I think, I mean, I know because people tell me, saw me on the street and tell me, people text me, I've gotten emails about it, and it's so true that Kodo is so incredibly lucky to have you as our reporter. You are so talented, you're so good at your job, and one of the things that's really amazing about Matt as a reporter, that if you're listening, if you've ever heard his stories, you know this to be true, is one, that you are really incredible at just reporting the straight stories, right? Like a governmental meeting where there's not a huge amount of wiggle room on like what that sounds like, but so good at reporting those stories, making sure that folks have the information that they need, making sure that you are sharing the most important. I mean, when you're sitting in a 3-hour meeting and you have to distill it down to like 3 to 4 minutes, you're so good at distilling that information, making sure that people have the pieces that are really important to understand what's going on. Mixed with, you are bonkers talented at finding those hidden moments. You mentioned it, that we kind of get to have so much creative license in this job, and you're so good at that, of being like, I'm interested in that. Let's make an amazing story out of whatever that like little thing of interest is. And just anybody who has heard Matt like mix storytelling with music and like non-narrated pieces, which he doesn't even get to like shine in unless you know how much effort it takes to do those stories. Our community is beyond lucky to have you behind the mic and telling the stories of our community. So donate for that, y'all.
You can't tell because we're on the radio and I'm wearing a mask, but I'm blushing. I can say a lot about you, Julia. First, I'm turning the tables back on you. wait. Okay. So I don't want to do the same question. That's okay, a repeat, but I'm curious. How did you get to Telluride?
How did I get to, well, so that's actually, it's funny. I will say that I didn't know Telluride. I know a lot of people who move here, a lot of people who move here because it's Telluride. They know it as a ski town. They know it for the festivals. They know it for the music. I didn't know any of that. I honestly didn't know about Telluride at all, but I did know about Kodo. the way that I actually kind of got here is more or less boring. There was a Corporation for Public Broadcasting job line, and I saw it and I applied. That's the kind of boring part of it. But when I first got my start in radio, I started at the community radio station in Boulder. And so through that, I had actually had a conversation on the phone with Kara, and, you know, talked about, like, my internship there was ending, and like talking about the station and everything like that. And so it didn't work out for me to come here then. That was in 2017. Just ended up doing other stuff for a minute. Anyway, and so when this job posting popped up, I saw it and I was like, oh, Kodo, I know that station. And so, you know, I feel very lucky, and it makes me really happy that the first thing I ever knew about Telluride was this radio station years before I ended up being here. And, I couldn't have asked for a better, I mean, similar to you, couldn't have asked for a better place to land. It's truly the best, best radio station in the world.
Okay. So I also, Julia, like, spent 2 minutes praising me. I need to spend a little bit of time praising her.
You don't, though.
I'm at least going to say that our community is so lucky. I mean, our community is lucky to have a news team and the news that we do. But I will say, I don't think I could do my job nearly as well as I'm able to without a boss like Julia, who I truly do not know how she keeps the cool that she does, because it's an insane job, and she just does it so effortlessly. And I really cannot stress enough how utterly insane it is sometimes to put together nightly newscasts, always looking for news, always looking for things to do. It's relentless, and Julia does it so effortlessly. I put together Off the Record, and I do Thursday Night News, and I contribute to Monday, Wednesday, Friday sometimes, which is its own thing. But I have to say that Julia doing the nightly newscast three nights a week plus, she is just amazingly good at what she does and makes it look much easier than it is.
Well, we're just going to start throwing compliments back and forth at each other, because also Matt is literally the king of Off the Record. Like, if you've listened to what, I mean, to the extent, like, Matt over the past, I'm so grateful, and like, not grateful that COVID happened, but I'm so grateful that I got to listen to Matt really be at the helm of Off the Record for the past year, because honestly, you've helped me rethink what the program looks like in a way that, just like, you have been so creative, which, you know, maybe in part because there wasn't a whole lot of stuff going on in last year in some regards, but, you know, just you've been so creative in, you know, I mean, the 2020 album that literally got praise and congratulations statewide because so many of the radio stations across our network were like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. And it was, you know, collaborating with local musicians, working with poets, having these really, and then also having, you know, in-depth conversations with law enforcement and talking about, like racism in ski industry as a whole, and how do we make our community more inclusive? It's just anybody who is listening right now, and if this is your first time listening to Kodo at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday, tune in next week, because he has a great show coming up next week. I just clipped the mic. So, I mean, just Matt does OTR proud, and you should tune in. Now that we've complimented each other back and forth for about 20 minutes and everyone's like, oh gosh, come on, team. let's put on another song. And give us a call, 970-728-4333, if you want to give a shout out to Matt as well. It's a great idea. This is, so obvious, Lake Street Dive obviously is an album, so I'm picking one song off the album. And we're going to go with Same Old News. Because,
oh,
you know.
That's too perfect.
News. All right.
Thanks, Helena.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Off the Record on CODA. It's our fundraising show. Feel free to give us a call. This is Same Old News by Lake Street Dive.
I just wanna love you. I just wanna try. I know we're the subject.
It's worth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I don't think.
News by Lake Street Dive.
Did Elena know that was on the album when she suggested it? Because it was too good to be true.
Who's to say? But you know what? You're not going to get on Kodo. Same old news. We're always keeping it fresh.
Good transition.
Thank you.
You know, folks, I know we've said this a lot in this hour. And really, we only do this twice a year. So we should say that up front first. But I mean, really, I think it's sometimes hard to imagine. But take a second. Step back, you know, clear your mind. And actually imagine, like, what would your life be like in our region without Kodo News? It's, you know, like, really, really think about it. And think, like, A, you'd have to tune into all the town council meetings because we wouldn't tell you what happened. And you all, there's also just so many things that you wouldn't know. And not only the things you wouldn't know, but I really do think, I truly believe, this isn't even just a marketing pitch, I truly believe the news, it brings us together. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives us a common understanding of our community, and it helps us, like, understand the people in our community. Julia was talking about this earlier. Again, no shade to the Daily Planet, because I really love it, and it's convenient. I won't lie. It is a bit more convenient to walk down Main Street in the morning, see the front page, and you kind of just know everything. With us, you have to sit down for, like, 20 minutes. I know. It's a little...
we're supposed to be pumping our news.
But anyway. But with radio, I mean, you get a sense of the people behind the story. You know, hear the voices. You get to know your government officials, the people in your community, the restaurant owners. I mean, I just think our reporting throughout the challenges and ups and downs of COVID has been so amplified in my experience. I mean, even doing the reporting impacts me. You really get to know the people. And I think that's such a valuable thing, not only for information. I just think it makes us a stronger community. And if we didn't have that, I truly think we would be a worse place without it.
Hear, hear. No, I mean, it is so true of, it kind of gives you a starting baseline, right? Where obviously, like, we know Telluride, we know San Miguel County, we're a well-informed group of people who choose to live in this place, but it helps you, just get a sense of what's going on in, like, in a way that I'm building a sentence as I go. but it really does. It helps you get a greater sense of what's going on, who are the major players. And I mean, I think back to, like, 2020. This whole pandemic, we're still in it. I know we like to pretend that we're not anymore, but we are.
Five commitments.
But you think about, especially those early days where we had our medical professionals, our public health professionals, and still do have them in studio, giving people up-to-date information. I know that, like, we were both deep in it, and so that's a whole nother thing. But I think that having that information and getting to ask questions of the people who make decisions live here, having that access to them, getting that information that you knew was true and knew was reported fairly, for me, it made things less scary, at least on the local level. You know, things are going crazy around the state, country, world, but I always felt like in our small corner of the world, in San Miguel County, it was a little less daunting what we were going through because we were able to talk to and hear from the people who were making these decisions that were having such a big impact on our life. And think about that. Like, if there wasn't local news here, how would you get that information? How would you know that? And I think that for me, that's one of the things that's kind of comforting about the news that you get at Kodo, is that it makes the world, Kodo News makes the world a little scary.
Ooh, nice tagline there. We should put that to a jingle.
So if you have appreciated, I mean, we can't escape from the fact that the majority of our reporting over the last year was COVID-based and coronavirus pandemic-based. If you've appreciated having that information from a trusted source that really is going to give it to you straight and fairly, give us a call, 970-728-4333.
And I will say, I do not hear... it is one of the best feelings in the world to hear from people who appreciate our reporting, because we don't interact as much with everyone who hears the stories we do. We produce our newscast. We have a little reporting closet downstairs. We make it. We come up here. We play it. We usually walk home and it's dark and quiet and we go to bed and we do it again. But all of which is to say, it's a little bit hard for us sometimes to actually know the impact our stories have. We know they do because we hear from people from time to time, but it really would mean a lot, you know, if something did have an impact on you, if you heard a story that made you think about something that has stuck with you for months, give us a call, please. Now is your chance to let us know and to make a donation so that we can make more stories like that for the next year.
Matt, I am going to ask you the question. What is one of the favorite stories that you've reported over the last year?
I didn't know what the question was. I will say one of my favorite stories was maybe it was a bit of a, it was a smaller story, but a nice story that I really thought a lot about was, it was back in September when, if you can remember, we had a swarm of RVs. Like the town had so many motorized vehicles coming in. And it was just a story about that impact of that and the impact that was having on our local campgrounds and how the town and the Forest Service was planning on dealing with that in the future. And went around and literally just like knocked on random RV doors. Like I just went to RVs parked on the street and just knocked on their doors to see if anyone wanted to talk about why they had brought an RV to town. All of which is to say, I really enjoyed that story because I think we're at our best in our journalism when we combine on the ground stories with real people, with information from our local officials who make decisions that impact us. When we tie all of that together so we understand this is what's happening in the world, this is how our elected officials want to react to what's happening in the world, and how it affects all of us. And also just bringing a little bit of a face to, I think everyone just saw those RVs and was like, RV people. There were people behind that and putting a face to, I think, what people found a bit of a less than ideal situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think for that story as well, definitely putting a face to those folks who are coming through town. But also, if we're honest, it's probably going to be there's a good likelihood that will be a shift. You know, we had more people doing drive RV traveling through our area last summer was a bump from years before. And there's a solid likelihood that will continue on in the future. And so it is exactly as you say, it's that fun storytelling and also shares information that is probably going to continue through time.
Julia, you reported on what I think was maybe one of the...
We have a call, sorry.
Cliffhanger.
Hi, you're live on Kodo.
Hi. This would be the sheriff that arrested the millionaire kid.
Hello.
Actually, it's Marty Langan, and I will pledge $25 for your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Marty, that's a great segue, because here on Kodo, you know it, we like to support our other local organizations. What are you talking about when you mention the sheriff and the millionaire kid?
Oh, I'm talking about the Tyrite Theater's newest video, which is coming out tomorrow night.
Yes, Telluride Theaters.
I think it's called High History.
High History.
Indeed.
It's another, well, we haven't seen it, but we can only imagine amazing COVID pivot show from Telluride Theater that we are both in. Kodo
oh,
News
yes.
Team.
We're all in it. And I think it's going to be so much fun. And
I'll see
both of you maybe at the cast thing on Friday night.
Yeah.
Marty is an imposing sheriff.
Scared the heck out of you, didn't I, millionaire kid?
Just a bit.
Okay, you guys do a great job.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah, so all of Kodo's news team is in Telluride Theater's latest production. So if you like us, you can also tune into that.
If you didn't know, we're both theater people, which both a good and a bad thing, I would say, in the long run, but mostly a good thing. Also, side note, thank you very much, Steve and Michelle Hoish, a.k.a. Mom and Dad, who contributed $50.
Aw.
Thank you very much, Mom
and
Dad.
Mom and Dad Hoish.
Okay, we had a cliffhanger. That was, you reported what I think was one of the biggest stories of the year, which was the first vaccination doses.
Oh my God.
And it was like a Christmas, literally a Christmas miracle, like Christmas week. Like it's crazy to think, like, I mean, now, you know, we got a lot more vaccines, which is great. Back then it was like, they were like two, I don't know, one and a half. And Julia, you were, you reported on that. Can you just talk about what that was like? Cause I feel like that's just such an insane moment in this pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny you say that. Cause I'm like, forgot that happened. I mean, that's the joy of the news, is you're doing so much that you kind of forget about those huge moments. But no, it was, I mean, that was so cool. I mean, getting to be there, it was at the, well, first off, it's at the Med Center's Depot Clinic, which we, so many of us know and love as the old AHA building. And so I hadn't been in there since it was the AHA. And then you go in and it's this medical center that they've converted. And it really was, it was so special, and it was emotional, but happy emotional, you know, which I feel like so much of what we got, especially in news in 2020 last year, is either like stressful, emotional, sad, emotional, all these other, you know, not happy versions of our emotions coming to the surface. And it was such a joyful day. And you also learn that the audio of a shot being administered, not great audio because it's quick and quiet, but no, it really was. It was really, it was a good day. It was a good news day. That was just so fun to get to be a part of. And, yeah, getting to share what that was like. It felt like a long time coming, but then also, you know, on the other side, pandemic started in March, and by December we were already, I'm not a doctor, but giving out vaccines.
Yes. It's I feel like we're in this moment now, like not just Kodo, just like the world, we're all like really starting to look back on all this. Like we're really, it's been a year, this is going to go on for a few more months at least probably, but you know, it's the moment, I think, what we're looking back. And also, I mean, you know, as I think about what our coverage is going to look like in the coming months, I don't even know what this coverage looks like. But one thing I'm imagining is like, we've just, I think, been through so much trauma in the last year, like everyone. And I don't know what this news story is going to look like, but I really think one thing that, oh, we have a phone call.
But I want to hear the end of that sentence. Hi, you're live on Kodo.
Hi, you guys. It's Trisha.
Hi.
Hey, Trish.
Hi.
We love the news team, so we're going to donate another $25.
Oh, thanks, Trish.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Keep it going. We're almost through the last hurdle, I think, of the pandemic.
Here's hoping. From your lips.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
See you.
Bye. Aw.
Side note, Trish, first person, I believe, I want to say it was either Trish, maybe Grundy, I think it was Trish though, first person to appear on the Kodo Airways talking about COVID, like last February. It was a tiny story, go talk to Trish about this new virus. And anyway, there is an honor there for Trish. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, amazing. She gave me my flu vaccine.
Mine too.
We got another call. Hi, you're live on Kodo.
Well, all of my friends and associates are on the air, so I might as well join. This is Jerry Green, a.k.a. Nordic Commando, a.k.a. co-founder of KOTO.
Hi, Jerry Green.
And, you know, sometimes I think, what is an old guy like me taking pleasure in? Well, I advise Trish to get started in medicine.
No way.
Wow.
I was EMT at the time, and I don't know, I advise you to further her interest in the paramedics and EMTs and so on. And the other, I'm thinking, did I do anything here? Well, Kodo had news from day one. It was something I absolutely thought was a necessary part of a community radio station. And, you know, there were times when I had to literally beat the streets and visit the marshal's office and the sheriff's office to see if Sheriff Fred Ellard, for example, would let loose with what was going on in the sheriff's office, if I could get him to. But, yeah, news was essential. Now you look, we've been an influence. We've encouraged other community stations. And look at public radio and community radio today. News is such an important part of community radio across the country.
Definitely. Mm.
So I guess I got to put my money where my mouth is and kick in another $50.
Oh, my gosh.
Jerry,
thank you so much. I have to ask, you mentioned, you know, literally hitting the streets. Can you think of any stories that you reported from way back when that still stick out to you today?
And this is, you know, this is what's important in journalism. You got to stand by your stories. We used to, I mean, you've probably heard references to tailings pond alerts when literally portions of the tailings pile would blow into town, and we would say so on the radio so you could mask up or whatever you did. And so one day I ran a story that had something to do with the mine and the tailings pond, and Jerry Vass, a realtor of the time, literally ran up to the station to yell at me for running this story that put the mine in a bad light. I mean, another thing associated is people accused me of doing too much environmental news.
Never too much.
Well, practically all news is environmental, and besides, what's more important than environmental news?
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I mean, we really do appreciate you for having that that vision, for CODO to exist, and then, you know, that vision to make news a central part of this radio station from the very beginning. I know that, you know, we thank you because you're part of the reason that our jobs exist.
Well, thank you for that compliment. And CODO is also part of the reason many other radio stations and news departments exist. So it goes on, and we continue to exert our good model.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're doing you're doing a news fundraising, because although news is no small part of the CODO budget and an enormous part of the ratings and listenership, it's often been hard to raise money on behalf of the news comparable with DJs who are magicians at raising money.
I mean, to say that our DJs are magicians is a true statement. Thanks for calling
in. All right, we're looking forward to a lot of good news in the future.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Thanks for calling in.
Well, qualitatively as well.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I feel like that is a great note to end on. I feel like you were in the middle of an anecdote.
I was briefly, this is a bad note to end on.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Well, no, just, I think we've had a lot of trauma the last year, and I think one thing news-wise I'm interested in the coming months is going to be just what does that look like? I don't know if we've all realized. It's just been crazy. And I think that's going to be a story to follow.
Yeah.
Also, side note, almost teared up when Jerry called thinking, CODO's been around longer than either of us have been alive.
It's true.
Which, that's a beautiful and crazy thing.
Yeah, there's been news in this Box Canyon for a whole lot of years, and we have done a huge amount of reporting over the last year, and we're gonna keep it going and hopefully get some more good news stories in there. That's the plan. Before we are at our time, listeners, it's gone by so quickly, but before we go, we just want to give another shout out to all the people who have donated to us online or calling in today. We have Chris Hazen and Kathy Jepson,
Cindy Obrand and family,
Karen Gulliamani,
Kroger Family Duplex,
Michael Caulfield,
Pam Petty,
Rick and Annie Caulfield,
Sarah Landryou,
Deb Dion,
Adam Kudok,
and then we have the one and only Kara Pallone,
Chris Myers and Aaron Pezzi,
Reese, sorry, my handwriting, Nancy Landau,
Elena Levin,
Marty,
Trisha,
Jerry Green,
my mom and dad, Steve and Michelle Loish.
Aw, thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for supporting the news. We appreciate you, and we will be back with more news tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Off the Record. Opinions expressed on this show are those of our guests. Join us again next week for another installment, and in the meantime, drop us a line at news@koto.org with feedback and ideas.